take control of the airwaves toll-free. If you want to, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Still to come here, we'll try to smash as much of this into this hour as possible. The $500,000 plus liability that the government has apparently assigned to your family. We'll tell you more about that. Also on the way here, your emails, your phone calls, some statistics about private schools. In fact, we got to go to the phones to start things out here because Nigel has been waiting on the line very patiently from Texas. Nigel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Nigel.
My question was...
Are you on a speakerphone? I'm sorry, are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I'll switch. Sorry, I was waiting for y'all.
That would be excellent.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Here that I sounds am. So much better. Go ahead, Nigel.
Okay. My question was, y'all were talking about the government trying to prevent banks from people gambling online. Well, what if I make a bet using, say, Liberty Dollars or one of those, you know, fake, supposedly, currencies? Those currencies based on
alternative currencies, yes,
yeah.
Okay.
Can they do anything about that?
I would guess they could write some legislation to try to control those. You mean like e-gold, Liberty Dollar? There's a variety of different alternative currencies
like
out there. I guess they would have to regulate those businesses. Theoretically, they could. Will they? I don't know.
Well, wouldn't that be a de facto recognition of that currency?
I suppose it would. Although, I mean, they've already recognized it as being legal, if that's what you mean. I mean, the Treasury Department has already said that the Liberty Dollar is fully legal, so, I mean...
Well, it's not illegal to use in private transactions, but it would seem, I mean, to the extent that, I mean, sending an envoy to a nation is a de facto recognition of it, which is why there's some controversy over talking with Iran and stuff like that. It would seem like it could be analogous with currencies.
Yeah, it would certainly be, I think, at least one of the first that I know of, regulations of the private currency market. It's certainly something they could do, and it's a frightening idea. Can you believe this, that they're actually calling for possibly arresting people for internet gambling? It's just unbelievable. Nigel, any other thoughts?
No, none right now.
Well, cool, man. Thanks for being so patient. 800-259-9231.
Maybe it'll blow up in their face, and we'll end up with... you know, de facto recognition of the Liberty Dollar as a result of this nonsense.
I don't know. It's nonsense, and it's quite frightening. Let's go to Bill Westmiller from the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Hey.
You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Bill.
I'm here.
You're here. What are you here for?
You've been trashing the RLC.
I'm not trashing the RLC. I'm trashing a candidate you endorsed.
Oh, okay. Let me make two quick points, and then we can talk about the specific candidate if you'd like.
Okay.
First point is, we are not the certifier of libertarians. We are not an organization that decides who is and isn't libertarian. So not only candidates, but you cannot be, you know, confident that any of our members are libertarians.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any litmus tests. We don't
As evidenced by the message boards.
Pardon me?
As evidenced by the message boards.
Yes, very much so.
I don't understand that reference.
Well, the message boards are just all over the place between socialism to fascism.
Oh.
It's amazing.
The groups have a very broad discussion because we have a very broad tent of membership, and they like to debate fundamental issues.
So why did you endorse a religious fundamentalist, Bill Westman?
Well, let me make the point that when we endorse candidates, what we're doing is we are saying that we believe that they are worthy of our members' support because they will move the government in the direction of liberty. That does not mean that they are libertarians. It does not mean that they agree with everything that we propose or support.
Yeah.
But number two, we are a very ideological organization. Our statement of principles is right up there with the Libertarian Party platform. But we take no position on abortion.
Mm-hmm.
So we do not even consider that issue when we look at any of our candidates.
I see.
Now, in the particular case of Ken Blackwell, if you go to his website and browse around, you'll find some extremely libertarian positions that he's taking, if you ignore the abortion issue.
But the problem I have, and I see where you're coming from, and I understand it, and I think I think you guys certainly have a place out there. The problem I have, though, is it seems to me that these so-called pro-liberty individuals, they may have libertarian positions on some issues, but they have their hot item that they want to use the government for to regulate. So it's likely that when they get elected to office, they're going to spend all their time trying to get some new law passed rather than spend any time whatsoever working on reducing the size of government. As we've seen, nobody's really bothering to reduce the size of government. It's just a law fest up there in Washington, D.C.
Well, okay, we're not talking about Washington. Ken Blackwell is a candidate for governor of Ohio.
Okay.
But look, go to his website. I mean, if you read what he says, like, government does not create wealth. Entrepreneurs, families are the ones who take risks, innovate, so on and so forth. Ohio needs to create a pro-job, pro-growth, business-friendly environment in order to rebuild the economy. That's his top issue. His second issue is the abortion issue, which we don't consider. His third issue is Second Amendment support. His top issue is education. Here's what he says about education.
I don't know if I want this to be a candidate.
It should be a parent's choice is what he's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in favor of school choice. So he's definitely moving, you know.
All right, he might be the lesser of two evils. It's just I just think that the RLC endorsement should not be. I think that Mark here sort of holds it up as this holy grail.
Well, he should.
that's the impression that I get, and it's clearly not necessarily an endorsement that this is indeed a libertarian individual.
No.
And that's clear. We certainly appreciate the time, Bill. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right. 800-259-9231.
And that's all I've ever said about the RLC. I believe that this is an organization that works. It endorses candidates and gets candidates into office and motivates candidates to be pro liberty. On issue, and I think that we'll win issue by issue. I don't think we're going to win by getting
we're only going to elect libertarians.
You know, I just haven't been moved enough to the point where I haven't seen enough evidence of these people that they endorse to actually make me want to go out and vote for any of them yet. Like, if it was a contest versus a Democrat versus a Republican who happened to have been endorsed by the RLC, I don't know if I'm motivated yet enough to go out and bother voting in that race.
Well, I haven't seen any opportunity for me, and therefore you, to vote on any particular RLC-endorsed candidate.
Indeed. All right, to the phones.
Perhaps that's why you were motivated.
Alexander in Alabama. Alexander, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Nothing. I've been seeing on your site, you guys have a new little ad there for the LP, and I've been seeing that you guys have been working with LP, because also on the LP's website, where they have a little like video podcast giveaway, on the video podcast screen, they have something of Free Talk Live on it. I found it really interesting.
Wait, we're on the Libertarian Party's website?
Yeah, on the front.
That's news to me.
Yeah, they have like this video podcast, iPod video giveaway, and they have like a skin on it that's special. They're going to do it.
Oh, there we are.
Yeah, see?
Yeah,
no kidding.
Free Talk Live's little icon is right on the LP.org's front page.
Well, that's pretty darn spiffy. I don't know why that's happening. Oh, I see. Somebody's on the inside there on that one then.
Yes.
I wonder if that's Stephen Gordon. Things seem to be shifting in a more pro-Free Talk Live direction at the LP, and I'm pleased with that.
We're a liberty program that's working.
Yes.
We're working.
Yeah.
We're bringing people that have never heard of liberty before the message, and you know, whether it's the RLC or the LP, they should be trying to support that. And they,
I agree.
You
know.
Indeed. I'm very pleased. This is news to me, Alexander. Thanks for pointing that out. I'll have to find out who's responsible for putting that up there.
No problem.
And thanks.
Perhaps the LP will choke up some cash like the RLC did at this point.
We'll see about that. Alexander, any other thoughts?
Fine, take care.
Thanks, dude. 800-259.
Like I want to go, man.
Let me go! 1-800-259-9231 is the number. Now, what happened with the Libertarian Party is our friend Stephen Gordon from HammerOfTruth.com has been, I guess, given a job by the LP. They had a communications director role that was open for a while. It was being filled by one of the other Libertarian Party guys on a temporary basis, and they've given it to Stephen Gordon from Hammer of Truth, and he's definitely an ally of Free Talk Live. So whereas before we had encountered a bunch of stubborn folk at the LP that didn't really want to come on the show, now things seem to be shifting in a more positive direction, obviously, with this news. So we'll bring it to you as it comes out. This is your show. Coming up, the $500 million liability.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have our live streams. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them, totally free. Of course, everything on our site is free. freetalklive.com. And by the way, one of the reasons why things on our website are free is because we have sponsors, like Porkfest 2006. Get first-hand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Now, Porkfest, the Porcupine Festival, is essentially it's like a little camping trip.
Yeah.
Although you don't have to camp, it happens at a campground, though there are lodges, so you can get a nice, you know, air-conditioned room, that sort of thing, if that's the way you like it. You can bring your RV. We were talking about those last night. And or you can set up a tent and literally camp out with a bunch of other freedom lovers. There's all kinds of activities that are going on throughout the week-long. It's a week-long process. The real core of the events are on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, of course. So you can get all the details on the activities and the events they have planned at porkfest.com. It's really sounds like it's going to be a really exciting place to be.
Yeah.
All right. So you call in about whatever you want. Coming up here, let's get to... Actually, we're going to get to this border security thing, but first, I said $500 million liability. Wrong number.
Mistake.
I meant to say $57.8 trillion liability. Thanks to, this from theadvocates.org, thanks to local, state, and federal politicians, you and your loved ones are in debt. Big time. According to a groundbreaking story in USA Today, federal, state, and local governments have run up unfunded obligations of $57.8
trillion. $57
trillion.
$58 trillion.
That amount is so huge it's almost impossible to grasp. But think of it this way. It averages out to $510,678 per American family. Worse, just like an unpaid credit card debt, the amount is growing month by month at a terrifying rate, 20% in the past 2 years alone.
Wow.
USA Today says, quote, the $57.8 trillion liability is the amount that government needs now, stashed away and earning interest to generate enough cash to pay future obligations. Like an unpaid credit card bill, the balance grows every year. And it grows by about $25,000 per household annually. That's incredible.
That's what households make.
Right. Well, lower income households, for sure. This shocking new number dwarfs all previous reports about government's unfunded liabilities, which usually focus only on the national debt and sometimes Social Security. USA Today arrived at it by pulling together up all of the sources of government debt and unfunded liabilities. Here's how they break the $57.8 trillion debt down on a per-household model. So of that $510,000 per household that every household in America so-called owes, because the government spent the money in our name, I guess, let's see, $263,000 are the liability of Medicare. Social Security counts for $133,000. The federal debt counts for $42,000. Military retirement benefits, $25,000. State and local debt, $16,000. Federal employee retirement benefits, $14,000. State local retirement benefits, $13,000. And other federal, almost $2,000. For a total of $510,000 per household.
How are we going to ever pay off $500,000 per household?
That wouldn't be, I don't think that would be possible.
How could it be?
Well, first of all, we aren't going to be paying it off. I mean, they say that it's owed per household. That's just to show you how big this number is. That's all that is. So you and I are never going to be writing a check to pay off these unfunded liabilities. Mm. And as we can see from what these jackballs in Washington, D.C. are doing, they have no intention whatsoever in paying down any of the debts that they incur. So therefore, it seems to me, Mark, that things are just going to keep getting worse. As the article points out here, most of the debt is to cover the cost of the retirement benefits that the 79 million baby boomers that were born between 1946 and 1964 will be collecting. These costs explode or will explode when they begin collecting Social Security in 2008 and then Medicare later in 2011. To meet these costs will require, here's the solution for you, massive tax hikes. Massive inflation, meaning printing lots more money to pay off the interest and pay these things off, which, of course, if they print all that money out and pay these things off, then that just means our dollars will become totally valueless.
Buy gold.
And, okay, so massive tax hikes, massive inflation, and or a massive cutback in the promised benefits of these programs. Which one do you think it'll be?
They're going to print the money.
Yeah. Because they've gotten rid of the M3 numbers, so it's going to be easier for them to get away with printing the numbers without actually necessarily alerting anybody about what they're doing.
Slightly easier, but it doesn't... Has it mattered?
The tax hikes would be noticeable.
They were sure.
So people would be angry about that. And, of course, the baby boomers would be outraged if they cut back on their benefits. So I think you're right. The inflation is going to be the answer. Will it all happen quickly? Will it all happen at once? If they do it all quickly and at once, then it'll hurt big time. and it'll be really noticeable.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's all at once or over time. The money's still going to depreciate the amount that the money depreciates.
Right. Well, they'd have to do it all at once in order to actually pay this off, presuming that's what they wanted to do, which they don't. So it's just going to keep getting worse. Whatever the solution, it threatens to be extraordinarily painful, a disaster for ordinary Americans, the economy, and future generations. Meanwhile, most of the politicians who made all of these promises and dragged Americans into this mess aren't even aware of it. According to Representative Jim Cooper from Tennessee, a member of the House Budget Committee, quoted in the USA Today article, most members of Congress don't even grasp the size or nature of this incredible problem. Gee, why do you think that is? Do you think it's because you don't have to be a monetary expert to be in Congress? You can just be some rube, some lawyer, some money-grubbing lawyer, which is what most of these people are? They have no idea what it is that they're doing. And if they do...
And it doesn't matter, and they have no consequences.
Right. If they do have any idea, then they're complicit and devious. And that's even worse than being ignorant. So, here's a perfect example of the utter incompetence of government and politicians. For generations, politicians have played Santa Claus to win elections, promising wildly irresponsible social programs and benefits without considering the consequences. Many Americans have gone along with them, figuring that even if the programs were bloated and inefficient, then they probably did more good than harm. But now the bill's coming due, and we can see the result of this incredible political irresponsibility. Maybe, just maybe, this will be a wake-up call to Americans. Never again put any trust in the promises of pandering politicians. I don't think it will be a wake-up call. I think most Americans are like the politicians, and if they picked up their USA Today and saw this article... Remember, USA Today is written at, what, a 7th grade reading level? Or 5th grade? I think, 5th grade reading level. So, you've got a bunch of 5th graders in America, essentially 5th grade level adults, picking up the paper to read this article. How many of them actually read it? You know, oh, 57 trillion, there's numbers in that article. I don't understand numbers. Woo! Throw that section away. Let's read the comics.
Well, they're not out with pitchforks and torches, demanding, nope. On the steps of the Capitol building, demanding that this just be brought to a halt immediately.
Nobody's out with pitchforks. They're not out with pitchforks over these taxes. They're not out with pitchforks over this these unfunded liabilities, the $57 trillion. They're not out with pitchforks over KT ordnance being raided by the ATF in a political move, a political raid, as we covered earlier tonight. Our freedoms are being flushed down the drain, and America's response is to kick back, crack open another brewski, and watch some Britney Spears on television. More on the way, 800-259-9231. After all, what could be more important than talking about Brad and Angela's baby? More on the way, it's Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lightyear with today's Car Clinic Minute. In 1904, Stanley Hall introduced the term teenage as a period marked by storm and stress. Well, 100 years later, teenagers are storming the market. And when we come back, I'll stress my point.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same. So go to BGFindAShop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Move over, baby boomers, because a new breed of car buyer is taking the town by storm. According to NADAGuides.com, today's teens are reshaping the way cars are made, bought, sold, and customized in the U.S.
Since building brand loyalty with youth today means a more profitable tomorrow, dealerships are luring young buyers with online customization, attractive financing, performance perks, and special sport packages with extras like aerodynamic wings. And with aftermarket accessories and add-ons as far as the eye can see, one thing's for sure, this ain't your father's Oldsmobile. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, we've got the listener map with over 1,300 of our listeners from around the world that have added themselves to it at map.freetalklive.com. You can scroll around and see who else is listening to the program or even add yourself to the map. It's free, of course. Map.freetalklive.com. So we just got done with some disappointing and disturbing statistics about how there's a $57 trillion liability, unfunded liability in this country from all the levels of government combined, according to USA Today. That's disturbing and depressing. But to counter that, here's some positive statistics about private education, private schools in America. Then also coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about how one place in America is taking fingerprints, or they're planning on taking fingerprints from people that recycle?
Well, it's the government that's making them do it.
Right. We'll explain that on the way. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. This, again, from the Advocates for Self-Government. They just had a knock-em-dead edition of their fantastic newsletter this week, which you can get at theadvocates.org. Private schools are good for families, good for kids, and good for America, according to the Council for American Private Education, also known as CAPE, an organization that champions American private K through 12 education. But you might be surprised at just how beneficial and effective private schools are. According to CAPE, one in four U.S. schools is a private school.
Really?
One child in nine.
Well, I'll bet you those one in four, I bet we're talking about smaller schools. A friend of mine went to a private school that was 50 students.
Okay. Then it counts as a private school.
It would.
Right. One child in nine attends a private school. Private schools.
One in nine. That's great.
Private schools, that's more valuable than how many schools there are.
Yes.
Private schools produce an annual savings to taxpayers estimated at more than $48 billion. Now, I'm presuming they're estimating that based on what it would cost to send those one in nine children to a government school, you know, with the average average per pupil cost, I think, of government schools being somewhere between $7,000 and $10,000 per year.
You know, if the responsible middle-class people of America would just realize for a second, holy crap, I'm taking advantage of people and having other people pay for my children to go to school. If they would just realize for a second that they're using welfare to send their kids to school.
Maybe it feels good to them. Maybe they do realize it. Maybe they like the idea that they feel like they're getting a break. I mean, if you're only paying, $1,000 a year in property taxes and a school, you know, an education for your kid would have cost $3,000, you could see that as a benefit. Maybe they like the welfare.
If it was just
feels good when you're getting
the lowest of the low people. I mean, the thing is this is it. Welfare is supposed to be the absolute minimum that one needs to make it.
Mm-hmm.
It should be the absolute minimum,
and it should be provided on a voluntary private basis.
Well, if just the concept of welfare, anyone would say that welfare is supposed to be the minimum. So why is it that we're trying to educate these kids so well? They should be getting educated the absolute minimum. They should walk out reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Well, they're getting the below minimum education. I mean, they're getting a crap education, no doubt about it. We're all paying for it.
Some get better than others.
But yet the parents feel as though they're winning because they saved $2,000 this year because all the other suckers in the county are paying their property taxes. All the other childless suckers like you and I, Mark, people with no children, get the pleasure of paying to send people who had kids, their kids, to school. People, maybe they plan their kids, but most people don't. people that had accidental children, we get the pleasure of paying for. That's not very fair. So anyway, continuing the statistics here, private school students perform better than their government school counterparts on standardized achievement tests.
Duh.
90% of private high school graduates attend college compared to 66% of government high school graduates. Private school students from low socioeconomic backgrounds are more than three times more likely than comparable government school students to attain a bachelor's degree by their mid-20s, meaning that private schools contribute to breaking the cycle of poverty for their students. So if you're a poor person and you go to a private school, you're three times more likely to be more successful, essentially.
I would guess that would be true.
Private schools are racially, ethnically, and economically diverse.
You know, the poorest guy in my class when I was in private school, his mother, it was part of her compensation package at the church she worked at, mm-hmm. to send him to school, is now a doctor.
Wow.
Yep.
Good for him.
I'll tell you what, Roy made us all feel pretty stupid at the class reunion.
yeah, and you're just selling radio. 23% of private school students are students of color. 28% are from families with annual incomes under $50,000. Private secondary school students are nearly 50% more likely to take AP or IB courses, those are the advanced courses, in science and math, than are government school students. The participation of private school students in community service projects is significantly higher than their government school counterparts. Private school students feel safer in their schools, and actually are safer.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they are.
Than students in government schools. A study by the National Center for Education Statistics found that more than three-quarters of private school parents are very satisfied with their child's school, compared with less than half of parents whose children were assigned to government school. Wow, that's just stunning to me that even 40% of government school parents would consider themselves very satisfied with their government school education. I'm kind of shocked that number would be so high.
I am too.
Maybe it's just that they're satisfied because they don't have to do a lot of work. Maybe that's what it is. The whole removal of responsibility idea. Basically, that's what government schools do. They pull the responsibility from the parents and say, no, you don't have to decide these things anymore. We'll take care of this for you. Don't you worry. You just send them on that bus and we'll educate them.
Mm.
Maybe that's why
8 out of 9 parents are doing this.
8 out of 9. Yep.
Jeez.
And that's just the beginning, according to CAPE. Let's see. The statements above are fully documented at their website. No wonder, then, that to cite another CAPE statistic, a substantial majority of adults believe private schools do a better job of providing a quality education than do government schools. And that belief, in turn, is fueling increased demand among parents for alternatives to the government's education monopoly. So the article makes it sound like parents realize that private schools are better. And maybe that's true. You know, maybe most parents do know that it would be better for their kid to send them to a private school. But maybe they just feel like it would be too financially burdensome for them to actually scrape together the funds
to
actually
do that. It's your most valuable asset. Your most valuable asset. And to entrust it in the hands of the government.
I actually think kids are a liability.
Well, that's your opinion.
That's your opinion. An asset.
That's your opinion.
They cost and cost and cost. How is it that they're an asset?
Many people find that they're cared for in their old age by their.
That's a
children.
That is a risky gamble at best. Not an asset.
Parents believe that they get a great deal of payment from their kids in the form of happiness and joy.
Okay, psychological payment, that kind of thing. Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
And people say that having kids
is a psychological
asset? Rewarding thing that they've ever done.
Yeah. They say that, but I really wonder.
Yeah, well, you know, cynicism doesn't pay very well either.
I understand.
So, besides that, it's your most valuable asset.
Okay.
Why would you entrust it into the hands of the government? Why would you give the government? They can't keep drugs out of their own prisons. They can't do nothing right. As a matter of fact, I challenge you, if you're sending your kid to government school right now, I challenge you, call in and tell me one thing that the government does right.
Ooh, that's
one
an
thing.
Excellent challenge.
Please. One thing.
Oh, well, also, why don't you tell us why it is that you're sending your kid to a government school versus doing what it takes to send them to a private school? 800-259-9231. That is if you really care about your kids. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Parents, we want to hear from you.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com on our website. We've got lots of stuff, and it's all totally free. The bulletin board system's there. Over 100,000, 110,000 posts, actually. 1,200 people are interacting. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We just finished reading some statistics about private schools and how private education is so much better. I mean, heads and tails beyond government education. It is so much better. And at the very end of the article, the advocates for self-government say that they believe that the majority of adults, according to CAPE, which is the Center for Private Education or something. According to CAPE, a substantial majority of adults believe private schools do a better job of providing a quality education than do government schools. If that's true, and I really hope it is, and that's their statistic, if it's true that most adults believe that way, then what I proposed recently at hammeroftruth.com and the Keene Free Press shouldn't be too hard to implement. I wrote an article, and I briefly discussed it last night, and I'm not going to take the time to read the entire thing, but essentially it said that property taxes are communism.
Mm-hmm.
It's people having their money taken from them, thrown into a centralized pot, distributed out by a central authority, a government authority, to other bureaucracies to spend. That's communist, centralized wealth redistribution at its finest.
Yeah, it's
right here in America. And that's totally accurate. I posted this story on hammeroftruth.com, a libertarian blog, and you wouldn't believe some of the responses that I got from so-called libertarians.
Hmm.
Libertarians talking trash because I'm not for the property tax, and the property tax is the most libertarian of taxes, say they. Talking about how...
Why is it?
They say it's so libertarian because you can see it.
You can see
That's why it's... They say it's the best tax.
You can see it?
Because, well, for instance, when people have withholding done on their income taxes, they don't really pay attention to what it is because they don't have to write the check, right? With property taxes, you actually have to write the check for the amount that you're paying.
I see.
So that was their argument that, oh, why are you attacking this?
Great. Then they're right. That is... I do see a point there. It's certainly better than withholding, but you know,
there's no reason why we can't.
If we could eliminate public school from property taxes, those things would cut in half by two-thirds,
if not more. Yeah.
And the public schools are the problem. They're the problem. They're the plank number 7 of the Communist Manifesto. They are the freaking problem.
And these some of these guys on the comments thread were acting as though that this is an impossible task. We're acting as though that, for instance, us, when we get to New Hampshire and the other freedom lovers in the state, in the free state, us actually going after property taxes, us going on the offensive against property taxes, would be an impossible task. And I say no. No, it's not. Because if this statistic really is true from CAPE, that the majority of adults believe private schools do a better job of providing quality education than government schools, then it's just a matter of getting them to connect 1 to 2 to 3. It's just a matter of getting them to see, look, you already agree that private schools are better. So since you agree with that, you probably also agree that your property taxes are way too high. I mean, what property owner gleefully gets out their checkbook every year, or in the case of New Hampshire, every 6 months? What property owner gets out their checkbook and says, boy, I've been waiting for this day to come all year long. I just can't wait to sign this $3,000 check for 6 months of property taxes.
Yeah.
Boy, nothing makes me feel more community-minded than paying my property taxes.
I'll tell you one thing. One feeling I have that's positive towards property taxes, whenever I'm doing my property taxes, I wax nostalgic for the days when they were three figures. It infuriates me.
Okay, so would you agree with me that probably most people that pay these taxes absolutely hate to see the money leave their bank account?
They'd rather
keep it. Okay, so they know that private school's better. They know that paying these taxes really stinks. So, really, is it going to be that big of a deal to ask them to support voluntary funding measures for schools? How is that such a radical stretch? I don't think it's radical at all.
I do.
Well, explain to me why that's so radical.
Because people are used to doing it.
But they agree with us. They're used to doing what they're doing because they don't want their property stolen. And they know that if they don't send that bill in, something bad's going to happen. That's why they're used to doing it, because they're being threatened, Mark.
Well, I understand what
you're
saying.
Are you saying we should stay away from this issue?
No. I absolutely think
so. Then you think it's winnable then?
I don't know whether it's winnable or not.
It has to be winnable.
I think that it's something that needs to be done.
If it's true that most people like private education and don't like property taxes, how could this not be a winnable issue? Please explain that to me. 1-800-259-9231. I think it's huge, because if we can get up there and start essentially a anti-property tax group, property freedom group, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and really push hard on this issue, it's hard to fathom the amount of wealth that individuals will be able to create within the state of New Hampshire, because you've got crazy property taxes. They have no sales tax. They have no income tax. And in fact, the combined tax burden is the lowest of all of the states. So,
sure.
Again, a lot of the trash talkers over at Hammer of Truth were saying, $3,000, that's a lot. Mine's only $1,000. Oh, boy, in some free state. And then our man Keith piped in and said, wait a minute. Statistics, you total up all the taxes together, New Hampshire has the lowest tax burden of all 50 states. So the fact that they have a property tax, and it is a somewhat high one, is bad. But overall, on the whole scheme of things, New Hampshire, very low taxes overall. So if we could get rid of their biggest tax, if we could get rid of the property tax, Rents would go down. Everybody would have more money in their bank account at the end of the year to invest and save and give away in the ways that they wanted to. Seems to me it'd be a very easily saleable political issue. We're on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain, so if you want to get your call in, now would be the time to do it. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Why would you want to do that? Well, maybe it's because we give you everything on our website for free. In fact, you probably some people have been taking advantage of our freebies for a long time, and then they decided, you know what? Maybe I should pony up, become an amplifier, and that's what it's there for.
Darn right.
Amp.freetalklive.com, $3 a month. We take the money in, and we turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We promote Free Talk Live to more radio stations, get on more Internet connections. It is working. In fact, one of the other things that we do in our whole radio station promotion arena is we take the AMP dollars in and we go to conventions, talk radio conventions. We've done one. We did our first one earlier this year in Washington, D.C. And tomorrow, we're not going to be on the show.
No.
Because we're going to be in New York City, as a matter of fact, at another talk radio convention, schmoozing it up with the industry bigwigs, you know, shaking hands, kissing babies. There actually won't be any babies there, but you get my drift.
There weren't any babies at the last one.
No, there weren't. There were some babes. No.
Well,
but not babies.
They were hired. They were brought in.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, so we're going to go there and we're going to promote Free Talk Live to the industry again. And it's the first time we was really successful. And we're only able to go because of the AMP program. So if you want to see this show succeed, AMP is the best way to do it. AMP.freetalklive.com. It's so affordable. Plus, you get perks like access to the classic archives, the amplifier-only phone line, and more. That's AMP.freetalklive.com. By the way, the show will be live tomorrow night. It's Torgo and Johnson that are coming in to do a co-hosts-only edition of the program. So enjoy that. They're going to be doing co-hosts-only Friday and Saturday night. So it should be a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun last time they did it. Mark, let's talk about this recycling story here real quick that you've got.
Well, there's not much to it. It's apparently to combat rampant theft, the city of Omaha, Nebraska, is considering requiring that anyone who sells scrap metal to a recycling facility would need to be fingerprinted. What? Fingerprinted? Why? Isn't that weird?
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, why is the city, and then it has to be, those prints have to be delivered to the chief of police, and it's very strange. Apparently, they already require that the price be paid, the price that's paid for the metal, the date and time of the purchase, the name, address, and date of birth of driver's license number or any other identification of public record for the person who's selling such the metal, and the vehicle license number of the vehicle which delivered the metal.
Gosh,
that's already in place.
Yeah.
And there's some kind of rampant theft of stuff.
Or construction sites, that sort of thing, I guess. The idea is somebody's backing a truck up to a construction site, throwing a bunch of steel or metal or whatever on the back of the truck, taking to the recycling compound and saying, hey, I want to recycle this. Can you give me some cash? But now you're telling me that there's already all these security measures in place. Why the extra step? I guess since they've already gone so far.
Because the cops can't do their frickin' jobs already. I mean, they can't. Oh, we've got his driver's license number and his plate, and we got his name and his date of birth and his address. But we can't find this guy. Oh, how do I think he slipped us a Mickey. I the date's wrong on this. What do I do? What kind of rampant incompetence is going on over the Omaha Police Department that they can't figure out how to find the guys that are lying here?
I think it's the usual incompetence, actually. This is one other argument, Mark, that we need to get the cops voluntarily funded as well, because if we keep giving them the guaranteed paychecks every week, this is the kind of results you get. More of a police state crackdown and less results overall.
I'd have to
miserable.
Agree.
Miserable. No incentive to succeed. That needs to change. We're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget about the co-host-only show tomorrow. We'll see you online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a